because it fuels our ministry.
Third implication is this: contentment and generosity are important for missions because they bless the church. Looking here now at the verses 10 through 20. I'm going to expand that a little bit more, though. I'm saying that the contentment of missionaries and the generosity of churches in their support for missionaries is important for missions because it blesses the church. So these 11 verses are how Paul ends the book of Philippians before a closing salutation. He has been building up to this point, and it climaxes in praise to God for his rich provision to us. Paul is thankful for their partnership in gospel ministry, how they supplied his need, but that is not Paul's main focus. In fact, he wants everyone to focus on something else. Don't get him wrong. Paul is thankful that the Philippians supported him in his physical needs. But he goes to great lengths to say that's not what's most important. That's why Paul says that he has learned to be content in every circumstance. When he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, that's not a motivational speech to overcome the odds in life and win at a sport. No. Rather, it means that you can look like a complete failure to the world and through the strength that God supplies. You can be imprisoned, like Paul was in writing this letter, and not have your physical needs met, like food and clothing, and you can be content. But here's the interesting thing. Paul is rejoicing in their partnership in the gospel. He's thankful that they have met his needs. He's asking for them to continue to do so. And he's boasting about this church in comparison to all other churches. He's clearly encouraging their gifts. But why? He explains in verse 17 and following, reading those verses again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. But Paul says, I'm not seeking the gift, I'm seeking the fruit that increases to your credit. Paul says, there's a blessing for the church here. Paul's not thinking about himself. He wants the church to be blessed. Paul wants them to give because, as he said elsewhere, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So he wants them to have the greater blessing. So what exactly is that fruit? Well, listen to how he describes the gift. In verse 18, their gifts were a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. You see, Paul's aim is not his need. His aim is the worship of God. Paul's aim is that we would see that when the church supplies the physical needs of the missionary, that God receives the glory for that. That we would all see and understand that God is the one who supplies our every need. He is rich and generous, and he is providing for us. That's something we can say even if we are locked in a prison. Paul wants us to not be looking at his needs, but looking at his God who supplies his needs. He says this very clearly in verses 19 through 20. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God is rich. God is generous. And there's no better way for us to show that God is generous than that when we are generous to others. So why should the church give to the missionary as much as they're capable of? Because the church is blessed in their giving. Because their giving is an act of worship, and God receives the glory because he is the real giver and supplier of our needs. This is what that quote from St. Augustine is all about. Remember me showing you that from the beginning? Said this again. You move us to delight in praising you, for you have formed us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. So I apply this to missions this way. Missions and churches can be restless. Missionaries and their churches can be restless until they find their contentment in God. Missionaries show that they are resting in God with their contentment, patiently waiting for the church to send them. Churches show that they're resting in God as they generously support their missionaries, as they consider the needs of the missionary as their own, as they trust that they are the means by which God is taking care of this missionary. Contentment for the missionary and generosity of the church are a potent combination that builds up the body of Christ and gives all the glory to God. Missionaries rest in God by being content. Churches rest in God by being generous. So our one principle and three implications again are this. The principle is this: missions must be rooted in the church. With all the things that the church is uniquely qualified for, right? The church specializes in unity and in prayer, generosity. Missions cannot be done rightly without the church. A lot of people just go off on their own without a church, saying they're doing missions, but they're missing the number one essential component, the church. Can't do it on your own. So implications number one, unity is important for missions. The church specializes in unity, maintaining the welcoming spirit of brotherly love that can only be known in the body of Christ. Missionaries desperately need the church for the sake of their witness and longevity on the field. Implication number two, joyful prayer is important for missions. The church specializes in prayer. Missionaries desperately need your prayer because God is the one who's doing the real work. He's done some amazing things, and we all need constant reminders to focus on these excellent and praiseworthy things because Satan is so good at discouraging us, distracting us, thinking about the opposite. Missionaries are not super Christians. They're known to get discouraged. Especially when they don't even know that their church is praying for them. That can be discouraging. Implication number three, contentment and generosity are important for missions. This is because the church is blessed in its giving, in its partnership with the missionary and the gospel. God is more glorified when churches care well for their missionaries. So there's two ways to do missions. One way, since the missionary is rather independent from the church, they can get lonely and burned out. They can face struggles without help. They can easily think that their ministries are really important, but no one back home really understands or supports them. They can be tempted toward discontentment. That makes for a restless missionary. But the other kind of missionary has a church that is actively involved in their sending, the shepherding while on the field, and they're constantly reminded that God is above our mission, This missionary is well supported on the field, especially with prayer. Specific, frequent prayer. And their focus is regularly directed toward God, who supplies all our needs, because the church owns the mission for themselves. So to paraphrase that famous verse from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the church can do missions through God who gives us strength. So I hope you are encouraged today to not simply just give financially to missionaries, but maybe you will become a missionary, or you will help your church to send a missionary, and that God would receive all the glory and all the praise. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this letter from Paul to the church in Philippi. We thank you for their relationship and how they supported Paul, encouraged him, helped him when he's in prison. We thank you, Lord, for their unity in the gospel and our unity with them. We thank you so much for Jesus Christ, who is now exalted in heaven, raised from the dead, seated on high, and we all together confess that Jesus is Lord. We bow our knees to him. I pray, Lord, that the church would be unified in their gospel faith, and that out of that faith, they would want to see your glory spread over all the world. They would want to tell other people about how great Jesus is. So help them to do that well. Fill them with your Spirit. May this church, Lord, be a praying church. Pray that they would always be thinking about their missionaries and even sending other people as missionaries from in their church. Bless them in this effort. Help them to be generous and content. And help them to always give you praise.